A child that's born to an unmarried woman is called a...
Illegitimate.
Okay.
Bastard.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot... If she's more, you'd say it.
More loving.
Okay. Would you ever use loving her?
No.
Okay. Your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
All right. A child that's lost its father and mother is called...
Orphan.
All right. Suppose it's been put in an institution. What is it?
Still an orphan.
Okay. The orphan is looked after by its legal
guardian.
Okay. If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my
relatives.
Okay. Would you use the same word for your parents and grandparents?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the people living in your house? Okay. They're your relatives, huh? Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually...
Not related.
Okay. All right. Someone who comes into town and no one has seen him before, he's a...
Stranger.
Okay. Would it make any difference how far he came from?
There's this term they call anybody that's not from Tennessee is called a foreigner.
Oh, really? So it doesn't make any difference whether they're from an actual foreign country or just another state?
Just a foreigner.
Foreigners, okay.
Or foreigner, whatever you want to say it.
Okay. Let's see. What was the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Okay. In the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
Okay. Will is a nickname for?
William.
Okay, what are some other nicknames for William?
Willie, Bill, Billy.
Okay. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels? The other three were Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew.
Okay. A woman who conducts school is a...
Conducts school?
Yeah. You know, teaches class and stuff.
Oh. A teacher or a school mom.
Okay. Which, yeah, you've heard both of them then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are there any old-fashioned terms?
I guess school mom would be the most old-fashioned that I know.
Okay. Do you know the last name of the Tennessee governor, Prentice?
No.
Okay, that might work better in Bedford County, I think. Okay, what about the actor Jackie?
Lisa?
let's see. I think he started out in Little Rascals, those little...
Oh, I don't pay attention to that either.
Okay. Okay, well, let's see. All right, James Fenimore
Cooper.
Okay. How would you address a woman by that name, you'd say? All right, she's the wife of James Fenimore.
Mrs. Cooper or Cooper.
Okay, do you say Mrs.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Mrs. is what most people say.
All right. What about a preacher that's not really trained? He doesn't have a regular pulpit. He kind of preaches on Sunday here and there and makes his living doing something else.
Oh, me.
No.
Probably a traveling preacher. Interim preacher.
Interim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word jackleg preacher?
No.
Okay. Let's see. If he's not very good at preaching, would you call him something else?
No.
Okay. What about a part-time carpenter that you wouldn't trust with anything serious? Do you have a word for that? He's kind of does it for a hobby or something.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Let's see. Have you ever heard terms like jackleg lawyer or jackleg teacher?
No.
Never heard jackleg?
No.
Okay. Let's see. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
An aunt.
Okay, but she'd be...
Your mother's sister?
Yeah. She'd be... Okay, you're talking to me, you're asking me about... You say, how is blank doing? How is...
Right.
Okay. Who's the wife of Abraham? Sally is a nickname for it.
Was it Sarah?
Okay.